The landscape. Look at the images of forest that surround this gallery. This is the landscape that Reverend Solomon Merrick and son George Merrick encountered. The Merrick family had lived in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and other parts of the northeastern United States. In the 19th century, those parts of the United States were more established, more urban, and comprised of a totally different type of landscape. The Merrick family had entered foreign territory. This was a pine rockland habitat. The pine rockland habitat that covered much of South Florida prior to the 20th century development consisted of hard rocky ground made up of limestone or coral rock, featured below. Plants such as South Florida slash pine and saw palmetto, shown in the wall image, as well as grasses, sedges, palms, vines, and shrubs. Wildlife consisted mostly of birds, reptiles, amphibians, and insects. Coral rock, seen here, also known as keystone or oolitic limestone, is the bedrock or foundation of South Florida. It's actually made up of skeletons of coral reef that were once below sea level and have been calcified over thousands of years. This coral rock was the inspiration for the name Coral Gables. It was quarried locally at the site of the present-day Venetian Pool and used to build the Merrick House and many of the first homes of Coral Gables. The South Florida slash pine, pictured in the wallpaper of this gallery, was also an important natural resource to the later development of Coral Gables because its termite-resistant wood was also used as a building material. Many early homes still feature original pine wood floors. George Merrick fell in love with the South Florida landscape. In 1920, the Four Seas Company of Boston published his poetry book titled Songs of the Wind on a Southern Shore and Other Poems of Florida. Copies may be seen in the display case. In this book of poetry, George Merrick romanticizes the landscape. Excerpts from these poems are featured in the gallery windows.